This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today in the NFL could be a historical day if, in fact, a couple things pass at the league meetings. I want to start with what I hate the most out of the rule changes, but also one that I actually think has a much bigger impact than even a tush push. And that is this idea of reseeding the playoffs. That, yeah, if you win their division, you get an automatic berth into the postseason, but it no longer would guarantee you a home playoff game. I think this is a terrible idea. It's proposed by the Lions, but according to Mike Florio, Roger Goodell likes this. Roger Goodell would like that, and you're wondering, why does Roger Goodell want it? That's because, in their mind, it would guarantee better matchups, better games in not only the playoffs in the opening round. They're thinking that the final couple weeks of the season, when sometimes those games get a little stale for non-playoff teams or contenders, that that would add some new incentive and interesting dynamics to how the last couple weeks are going to be played. The proposal came from
those
the Lions.
Winning teams would still keep playing, yeah.
Yeah, it came from the Lions, not from the competition committee, although Detroit president Rod Wood admitted last month that the proposal was made at the behest of the league office, where that is where the commissioner wants this in hopes of making those late season games. So they did not vote on it in March. You guys remember that means they didn't have the votes to get it done. So the question is, over the last 2 months, has Roger Goodell convinced / brokered deals to get this to pass? Right now, we all know if you win your division, you're locked into a seed based on your record, but you know, you get a home game. And there's no worry that if you rest week 18 like the Chiefs did, that you would lose your seeding based on record or something if another team was in position to tie you record-wise. If it passes, it would eliminate, obviously, the requirement that a wild card team who might have a better record would have to travel to, let's say, the 4 seed or whatever. This year, the Chargers would have, I believe, hosted a playoff game as a wild card team.
So the way I guess I view this and the reseeding it, so I guess what I'm curious what other people's opinion are. 913-586-7965. My initial instinct is this still helps the Chiefs. Their record will always be good. Therefore, if for some reason they don't win their division 1 year, they'll still have a really good record, and a reseeding in the second round would mean more home games for Kansas City in the Patrick Mahomes era, etc. But there's part of me that thinks, because the number of games the Chiefs play, the ability to sit out week 18, whether you're the 2 seed or the 1 seed or whatever, the 3 seed, and you're just kind of locked into your seeding because you've won your division and it doesn't matter, might be more beneficial to them than getting a reseed in the second round for hypothetically maybe the one time they don't actually win their division and aren't the 1 or the 2 seed anyway. And so, like, in the long run, I actually think this might hurt Kansas City in the short term. But I'll say it will make week 16, 17, and 18 a little more interesting.
Yeah.
Because it will take away the incentive to kick up your feet when you're the 10-7 team and you're locked into the 5, because if it turns out if you win, you can have a better record than the team who won their division, therefore might get a home playoff game. I just think that this, more than anything else you mentioned, more than the tush push, more than they're looking at the onside kick, this fundamentally changes the sport in a very, very big way. Like, and so, like, I don't want to ignore that part. It really changes the sport.
Big time. Big time. I don't like it at all. Like, I understand their argument would be the division still matters. It guarantees you a playoff spot. But you are taking away some of what it means to win a division and why it's a big deal. It's not just that you get a playoff spot. It's that you get a home game. Your fans, yeah. Like, I know we've been spoiled long enough in Kansas City. They've won it 9 straight years, so we're used to home playoff games.
Your fans get to see you play.
Imagine that feeling when we all had when the first time in a while the Chiefs were hosting a playoff game. That was a huge freaking deal. Imagine if you're a team like the Lions, who were bad for so long, you finally won your division, and you got to host a playoff game at home. I mean, that's huge. And you could argue on the other side and say, well, yeah, you hadn't been in the playoffs. You finally got in as a wild card. You got a chance to host a playoff game then. I'm always under the belief, call me old school, I guess. You win your division, you get a home playoff game. Sorry. The one-off couple years where I win 10 games and the sixth seed or the
that's
five
not
seed.
Often, but it happens.
The fifth seed happens to win 12 and I'm a 10-7 team and I won my division. Tough. It's kind of the way it goes. Sorry, you didn't win your division. The division has to matter. And just being locked into a playoff spot to me is not enough. Give me a home game. That's always been the thing in the NFL and a lot of sports, but specifically the NFL. You win your division, you get a playoff game.
I guess
home.
That's kind of the question is, will it start turning into like the way we feel about the NBA? There are divisions in the NBA. Does anyone care about them?
No, nobody
Drew,
knows
can you
what
even
they
name
are.
Them? Like you, we all watch the NBA, and I have to struggle.
Nobody Southwest, says the Atlantic. Southeast, nobody says, "Wow, they won the Atlantic Central. Division."
Yeah, no one cares. But they talk about the West and the East. Does it just turn into AFC, NFC?
But that's the thing.
And then division rivalries. And we talked about this with college sports.
Yeah.
You don't want to kill that part of it. The like division games matter more. Those six games, because those six games don't matter more. You get more of them on your schedule, but they fundamentally do not matter as much anymore if the AFC and the NFC are just based off of reseeding.
Yeah, it lessens what it means to win your division, and I would be with you. If they make this change, then they might as well consider just making it rank out the top eight teams or whatever it is in each conference and just be done with it. And it's an AFC-NFC conference thing.
Yep.
They're currently seventh in the AFC, and you just know what that means for you and just go for it. I don't like that idea, but this is where we're going to go, and if the commissioner is behind a proposal to reseed, I'm worried that this is going to pass today. I do not like this at all, and this is not just because the Chiefs are in the middle of a divisional run and they've won 9 straight. Like, I firmly... like just as a sports fan, fundamentally disagree with the notion that you will take away a guaranteed home playoff game from a division winner. If there happens to be a wild card team like last year in Minnesota's case that won 14 games, but they lost to the division leader Lions. And if they're, and then they would have hosted a game instead of Tampa, I guess, or whatever it would have been.
I told you I would make, and I know it's more complicated. And then people, the more complicated it is, the less interested you are. I would just make exceptions for the extreme examples of this. If I win my division with 10 games and you win 11, I don't actually think that we need to be swapping everything out and making a big deal and changing all. It feels like a lot to do for we played 17, 18 games and there ended up being one difference between our record. A million things could have caused that. Our starting quarterback could have been out for two. Whatever. It doesn't matter. But if there's like a we won 14 games and you won 9... like, there is a number of games in which I would entertain it. I would just make a clause about, like, hey, if everything's the same, but if we're 4 games, 3 games, okay, fine. Then this is kind of crazy.
So it has
that
to be
4 games better, you know?
So it has to be a wild card team that has 3 wins more than...
That's exactly why no one will ever sign up for it.
Yeah.
Is that I'm making it too complicated, even though I actually think it's the better system. But when you try to go explain it to everybody, layman fan is like, the hell are we doing here? And admittedly, it's probably too complicated.
I think the idea of it, Emily, because hockey in a way is similar to the NBA in the fact that if you win, there's only 2 divisions in each conference, but if you have a record that's worse, like for instance, it was the Winnipeg Jets and the Dallas Stars with a 2-seed, but the Stars are in the same division as the Jets, it's like the NBA. There's not enough, in the NBA and NHL, there's enough games where even though you play the teams in your quote-unquote division more, it ends up kind of cycling itself out of relevance, really, when it comes to the seeding. Where in the NFL, your division really impacts your schedule so much where if you win your... like, if the Chiefs win the division and the AFC West is as difficult as it was last year, you should absolutely be rewarded for that as opposed to if, let's say, the NFC South, for whatever reason, the Panthers are really damn good and they go 12-5, but the division's easier. I think there should be some sort of relevance where just because your record is good doesn't mean that you're deserving of being a higher seed than if you won in a tougher division.
913-586-7965. That's kind of what a texter was alluding to from the 816, said, hey, an upcoming team would have a last place schedule and you could then overcome the top teams with tougher schedules.
Yes.
If you win your division, you were going to play other first place teams. So now in a weird way, so I can play an easier schedule every year and win a bunch of games theoretically as a wild card team, host a playoff game, but then the next year I still get to play an easier schedule over and over. Like, why do you get the benefit of both?
If we're reseeding, then it shouldn't be both. Right.
Well, that's
like I should get stuck with the, if I'm the 3 seed, even if I'm second in my division, I should get stuck with a, I don't know. I feel like I should get stuck.
Yeah,
I just with a more difficult schedule, but you can't do that because it's not in division, so it's tough.
Do you guys think this passes? If Roger Goodell's behind it, I think there's a chance it does. I hope it doesn't. But usually, when the commissioner is pushing something, it gets done, right? He gets the owners to back it. He works for them, but he still can broker deals. You know, basically, I'll scratch your back, kind of thing. If you scratch mine, and on some other proposal that they want, you know, if you vote this way on the tush push, I'll make sure I do this for you on this one kind of thing.
I'm curious. So, in a way, this kind of turns into, it's weird. The NFL turns into college football partially in this. Would you rather? And I think your answer is going to be absolutely not. But would you, if they're going to, if let's say they just go to straight seed or straight off a record, would you rather them rank the teams 1 through 8? Because I think then you would account for
who's ranking them. Who's ranking them?
I don't know.
I don't want the college football. No, no. I already hate that. Suits, true. Right, that's
I'll let you finish, but I hate the idea.
I figured you would, but I think you with the ranking, you at least get some fairness of, hey, they played in a first place schedule in the division. And they actually played well with it, as opposed to, well, this team went 10-7, but the division's really tough. Sorry, guys, you're a 6 seed because there are other teams ahead of you.
Could you imagine this last year? The Chiefs won 15 games. They were 15-2 when it was all said and done. But because we all know the national narrative was, well, they're winning a bunch of close games. They're not that good. Some idiot on the committee would have tried to convince everybody that they're the third best team or something in the league. And I totally don't like that idea.
Like the division thing, I guess the reason why it always seemed more fair than the NFL's making it seem is like, all right, you play in a bad division, you win your division. Okay, so what? You stacked up wins. You're not like any better or worse than anyone else. 2 teams out of your division come out of there. You guys played a bunch of softies. It just feels a disadvantage to be like, well, I play in a weak division and I can be seated wherever I want. Mm-hmm. Like there isn't like a slide in there where you still have to accomplish the thing in order to do it.
And my big schedule would be a whole lot more important in terms of how we view it.
Yeah, this is, and I would just say more balanced schedule than just get rid of divisions and all that stuff. And I don't want that because that's what, honest to God, I think it's the biggest mistake college made in all of this is. I think sports thrive because of hate. Like, you want rivalries and people you hate, and gold from birth has been naturally raised to hate the Raiders because they are in the division.
That's right.
And you hate them more when they win your division or anything else in between. And that like means something in the NFL. It still means something in baseball. It doesn't mean anything in the NBA. And as a result of that, you just have to go to the natural rivals or this stuff. I feel like it might kill that. I feel like it might or hurt that at the very least.
We'll see how this plays out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.